USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, in an Alexandria, Virginia courtroom today after pleading not guilty to numerous charges of bank and tax fraud charges. He's being prosecuted by Robert Mueller's team, even though the charges are not directly related to the Russian investigation. One of President Trump's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, saying this morning that Russia investigation is going on far too long.
It started off as a rather irregular investigation, to say the least, with the salacious an unverified dossier. Then we're not going to recite all of the issues, but then you had the lead investigator situation with Peter Strzok, and on it goes.
The federal government facing a lawsuit from 8 states in the District of Columbia looking to stop a plan for 3D printed guns from being made accessible online. This is USA Radio News.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes.
We've got your back.
That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at Walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
President Trump saying yesterday at the White House he's willing to sit down next with Iranian leaders.
I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know that they're ready yet. They're having a hard time right now.
Now this morning, Iranian leaders have responded, issuing a statement saying they're not interested in meeting with President Trump. Trump did recently pull the U.S. out of an international nuclear agreement with Iran, and as recently as a week ago threatened the country with historic levels of suffering if they were to continue to threaten the United States. More than a dozen wildfires still out of control in California. In Northern California, some residents allowed to go back to their homes now following devastation by the car fire. This woman saying she knows there's nothing left.
I mean, they gave you like 5 minutes to get out. Well, what do you grab in 5 minutes?
The car fire, the largest fire burning in California, it's killed 6 people. The Ferguson fire has killed 2 firefighters. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
What's called the final report on the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 4 years ago has been issued. 239 passengers disappearing with that plane, and many of their loved ones are still hoping they can be found. But the wife of one of the crew members says patience is running out.
We've been waiting for an answer about our loved one, and they've been manipulating since day one.
In the final report, investigators suggest the flight may have been flown off course by someone other than the pilot. However, the ultimate fate of the plane is still not known. Saturday Night Live star Leslie Jones says it's wrong to hold comedians accountable for old jokes that are now considered inappropriate. Jones sounding off yesterday on The View about comedians being called out for jokes that they told years ago. Jones said she shouldn't be held accountable for something she may have said all the way back in 1987. And MoviePass is scaling back its services. Subscribers now won't be able to get into some of the biggest releases, as some found out over the weekend when they were shut out of Mission Impossible Fallout. And this is a good time to remind you, you can find us online anytime. That's right, you can locate us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.